What I've heard on the self-help angle, is it like you're saying you take something which is complex or nuanced, and then you basically simplify it, put the information at the fingertips of people, especially nowadays, this is also this whole new trend of generative AI. You just have to ask, and outcomes text, which is like it feels like somebody is typing at the speed of like a million words a minute. But so I think that's what I'm hearing, that you're suggesting that you take, and I think this is also pretty powerful. I like this strategy, because what it's saying is, hey, irrespective of the industry you're in, there are always likely to be some aspects of your industry that are kind of not so straightforward or a little tricky or hard to retain in the memory, right? So you're saying find ways to make them simple, to make them stick in the memory, etc., right?
Today, why are we very stuck on reels, right? Like you love reels because they're engaging, they're hooked, create engaging and hooked content. Do that. Connect and associate your social media into your app so they can actually scroll. Give them that scrollable experience every day. That's what they get hooked onto. Kind of replicate the human behavior on what they have on social media on your app as well. That's something we did from the previous company that I was working for. It was very interesting finding about Now Money. And during the entire UX redesign experience and everything, we learned that these users heavily scroll. And you will never see a fintech app scrolling. But our app was the first app that actually was completely scrollable. So you would go till the end, be able to see things around. And it was one of the best ones that we were first ever actually in the UAE to launch like a scrollable app, fintech app.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It was.
Because
It was.
it's like an insight, right? You have taken what people are so used to doing, which is like that scroll. And you're just bringing that into a place where one wouldn't normally expect to see it, right? I mean, that's a, after you've said it, it kind of sounds, oh yeah, that's obvious. But
Yeah, it's
I
not
guess
very
it's one of
obvious.
those ideas that it's until somebody tells you, it doesn't strike you.
Strike you, yeah. Because, based on the other UX designs that we had as options for the homepage, for the homepage, people were like, no, fintech should be a certain way, and this is how it should be, and how can it be
Right.
scrollable, and there should be a bottom nav, and this should be there. These rules, who's created these rules and design rules, right? So I was very like, yeah, we definitely did that. It was a huge win. And we saw the interaction of customers who actually ended up scrolling till the end because they're so used to it.